8.4 Law Library Tools for Investigation. There aren't a lot of law library tools that you'll use during the investigative stage. Usually research is done regarding the law, but there are just a couple of exceptions. The big one for me is Amdrup Proof of Facts. It's just an incredible book. Just the fact that it has the word facts so predominant in the title should tell you that this will be helpful in investigation, since investigation is all about facts. Amdrup Proof of Facts does something different than most other legal research books, and it's technically a form book, but it's really kind of a hybrid of a form book and a treatise. Amdrup Proof of Facts identifies a legal issue and then tells you what facts have to be proven in order to win at trial. So it also is helpful to defend a case at trial, because it tells you, for instance, if an officer, a police officer, is testifying as to the use of a radar gun, it actually provides you questions to ask that officer to ensure that the radar gun or the laser gun was being used appropriately, that it was calibrated appropriately, and so forth. So that's just one example, but it's just a fantastic book. It might be the one book you could use in investigation. We will be talking about Proof of Facts later to a greater extent in Volume 2, when we get to Chapter 5 of Volume 2. And then form books. Sometimes when you're involved in investigation regarding very technical or procedural issues, you might want checklists, things like that. Well, Proof of Facts certainly has that, but also some form books might have checklists that could be helpful for you. Make sure you review the lecture notes on this website and the Paralegal Perspective. They might give you, again, a little better idea of just how these apply to a paralegal conducting law office investigation.